Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Have you always been a germaphobe?
I'm actually wiping down my area, which is why I was fumbling around.
Yeah, she got the Lysol
to
wipes.
Say good morning to you.
Yeah,
Lysol I'm not wipes. A germaphobe. I wouldn't say that.
Are you serious?
I just think sometimes the people in this space are gross. And sometimes...
You wipe that counter out every day.
I do, because when
like,
I came in here, I saw someone's
not,
greasy mitts all over the desk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to touch that. Okay. I don't want to put my hands down. I don't want any part of it.
Aren't you the one, though, that sometimes will put the trash can in the door so you don't have to use the fingerprint scanner?
I don't touch it. I kick it.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you call me out? But it's not always me.
It's not?
No.
I thought
when
it was
I came
you.
In, no.
Oh.
See, trying to take me out. You see Day Day in there?
Day Day's like, nah. Nah, I don't touch that thing either.
I don't touch that.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I was just saying, it's not always. I know who the other culprit is.
I'm not calling you out. I think it's understandable to a lot of people that don't want to touch a fingerprint scanner. I think a lot of people vibe with that. I don't think it's a call out thing.
I don't like touching that. Yeah. I don't know why we don't have.
But I would say that puts you in. I would say that puts you in the germaphobe conversation.
I feel like I travel too much to be considered a germaphobe.
Yeah.
The things I face on the road. The one guy next to me on the flight back this past week that kept scratching his arms and then scratching his head. And I kept thinking about his skin flakes probably flying in the air, and I'm probably
Golly,
breathing.
Man, can't
them
even
in.
Scratch.
No, it was like excessive.
Oh, well, like
yeah, yeah like I was starting
like
when
shepherd.
I got home, I didn't even my clothes came off at the threshold of the door because I was like, I don't know what this dude has.
He was like a German shepherd with that hind leg
but
up on his head.
This is disgusting.
Man, that ain't good.
In other news, skin flakes is such a cringy term. The way you just said it made my skin crawl a little bit.
Yeah, I never even considered that like scratching in public to be a harmful thing until she just said skin flakes. Now I'm like, man, I might have been letting him dig.
Excessive scratching.
Yeah. No, I know,
I mean,
but,
like,
but you just saying like you saying skin flakes like that, it just made me ugh.
All right, I don't want to ruin, because you stay in hotels a lot, I don't want to ruin anything for you.
It's disgusting, I know.
But
I'm
did.
Well aware.
It wasn't a TikTok, like Dylan
nope,
was talking about
gonna
rusty.
Say, if you're talking about anything living or whatever, I don't want to go down that path.
Anything living?
Like, I don't know where you're going with hotel talk, but I don't want any part
okay,
of
it. Okay, well, I'm just saying, what's, like, do you prep, like, when you walk in a hotel room, do
I
you, like...
I have Clorox wipes.
Clorox
like,
wipes?
I wipe the counter, the light switches, the desk, the toilet... Like, the toilet seat, pretty much every time.
Okay, you have not said the one thing that I saw in this video that's supposed to be the most disgusting.
The bed is always the most disgusting.
Okay, no, that's still not it. You got one more guess.
Oh, wait.
You got one more guess.
So it's not
I don't want to ruin anything for you.
It's not the toilet?
Nope.
I don't know, tell me.
The remote control.
Oh, I don't turn on the TV.
The remote control, man.
I usually don't turn on the TV.
I saw
I'm a
somebody.
Monster.
There
I
was somebody that took a. I don't know if it was Instagram. Probably Instagram. Somebody that took like straight up Ziploc bags and put the remote control in a Ziploc bag, and they're like, "It's the only way I'm touching it."
I wipe it down with a Clorox wipe too.
Yeah.
But I don't even like touch it. Like I grab the Clorox wipe with it to wipe it down.
Yeah. Well,
but I typically don't even turn on the TV in the hotel.
I would say that you don't think that makes you a germaphobe, just a little bit.
Wiping the people are gross.
I know.
I
know.
Don't mind
but
my
I would
own
say,
filth, but I don't want to share in anybody else's.
I would venture to say that 90% of travelers do not carry Clorox wipes with them.
No, I beg to differ.
Really?
Well, yeah, I think
you think it's higher than a 10% rate.
I think it's higher than
10%. Wow.
Because I've been on planes where I've been next to someone that has literally wiped the entire seat down.
Yeah, I
and
have
actually,
too.
When I got on the plane, headed. To my seat, I heard them talk about something going on in the back of the plane, and the flight attendant probably wasn't supposed to say this out loud, but I overheard it, and he said, yeah, someone threw up, but they were just cleaning it up back in like 38,
oh,
like A or
That's
something.
Always good.
So I was thinking, man, like, but that person's never going to know that someone just,
God.
I'm never going to know. So
I can't have it, man.
I'll say this. I don't think I've ever, maybe once that I can remember, but to y'all's point, I don't think I've ever seen anybody travel with Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
Like, with my travel, I don't think I've ever seen it.
I keep them in a stasher bag, a silicone bag. Data, you travel with them?
Yeah, I have them in my backpack right,
right?
now.
You got kids. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm sure. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I've never traveled with my kids on an airplane. Not yet. So that's probably coming. And
you should have them on the road. Think about going into, like, you guys got to stop at the public restroom or something. Not that you would wipe. I would never touch that seat.
Well, I mean, okay. See, that comes with the territory. You have baby wipes when you have to change diapers and all that stuff. But that's not Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
The problem is, like,
I'm a little bit
weary about Clorox wipes beforehand because, like, you know, it's like cleaning products and stuff. But nonetheless, I do have one question before we move on.
Yes.
Are you a remote start person? I don't know your parking situation at your house, but are you able to remote start your car?
No.
Or is it like already warm in the garage or something?
No.
No?
It's not warm, and
but
I do not have a remote start.
You're not in the vicinity to remote start
the
thing.
You would think my car would have came with that, but it, unfortunately
what?
It's not.
No, that's not true. It I guarantee your car has remote
start. Well, I also didn't stay for the tutorial when I bought that car. I was in a rush.
It's probably like...
I was like, I'll take it. I don't want to sit here and learn anything.
It's probably like 007 on N64 where you have to hit a button combination to get something cool to happen. It's like, you know, unlock, lock.
I'll Google it.
You know what I mean? There's no way your car doesn't have a remote start, though. I promise you.
I will Google it during the break.
Because you go through your owner's manual, Tiff.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Know
I think most cars post 2014 have remote start, right? Most of them.
My car is a 2018.
Yeah, it's got to have remote start, and it's not like a beater.
But I'm not really. I don't even think I'd be able to. Well, I guess it's like an app, right? So if you do
next question. Yes. And I will say this. I have a neighbor who I thought was upset with me because I wake up so early and I crank my car. Turns out he's very earth friendly. And
that's what he hates her truck.
Didn't like the fact that it was running in my driveway. But it took me like years to figure this out. Like one of the first things he says, we've lived there almost 6 years. He's like, man, your car running in your driveway. I'm like, oh man, was it near your bedroom window? I was like, my bad. My driveway's kind of on that side. I was like, man, I'm so sorry. And then it started hitting me down
the
road.
What did
like,
he say?
He just made mention of it.
But he didn't, when you said,
he didn't say, like, don't do it. He was trying to be friendly.
But when you said it was by your bedroom window.
Yeah, I said, man, that's my bad. I'll come and point it the other direction. Like, I'll try to back it in so that when I crank it in the morning, like, the engine's on the other side.
But he wasn't like, that's not the problem.
But he just kind of, like, moved on from it, you know? And then it hit me, like, a year or two later. Like, he has clovers in his front yard, not grass.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's the new natural yard thing.
Right. And, you know, big as far as, you know, the garden stuff kind of goes like that. And then it hit me like he just doesn't like my car running that long while it's heating up. But in the wintertime, I'm going to get that thing heated up. You mentioned it was 36 degrees this morning.
Yeah, I got
you rolled in here layered up with about four layers.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.